Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Share sponsor Lo Nishmas Sam Yakashom Le'Abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf from Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph discusses Hezek She'einu Nikar, and the Gemara brings the Shita Rabbi Yochanan that Hezek She'einu Nikar Lo Yishma Hezek. It's not Nezek, and that's how the Gemara concludes the Maskana. That's the Halacha L'Maisa Hezek She'einu Nikar Lo Yishma Nezek, and the only reason that a person is Chayev when he does Hezek She'einu Nikar B'Mezit is that one should not go and be metame the taharus of his friend. The Chasam Soevi, he asks a question. He says, how can there be that the Torah mitim yidoraiso hezek she'einu nikar is not a nezek? What about the fact that someone's going to go and ruin all the taharus of his friend? How can it be that the Torah will allow such a thing? So he answers the Chasam Soevi, says that the Torah is not allowing such a thing because Beis Din, Rabbanon, do we have the ability always, every generation, if Beis Din sees there's a problem, there's something that's going on that needs fixing, so then they can do fixing. They can go and do a takana, like we have in our Gemara, to misaken that someone does have to pay if he does hezek she'einu nikar. So it's not a problem that the Torah didn't answer it, because even without the Torah, you have Rabbanon to come and do it. But the Chasam Soevi raises your question. How do we understand the Torah? Why midoraisa you don't have an issue of hezek she'einu nikar? What about the fact that midoraisa people will come and ruin the tires of their friend? But the seems the Chasam Soevi is alluding to what's brought down in the Rama Mipano. Rama Mipano explains the idea of nezek in general, because the Arizal tells us that every nezek that we have in this world is a reflection of a bad thing that we have in the koiches of the ra in the world. There is different koiches, different klipos, different koiches of tumo that this world has. And these koiches are reflected with the nezikin. There's arba of us nezikin, as we're going to see Be'ez Hashem, Mekir Meseches Bavakama. Each one of these nezikin corresponds to one of the tumois, one of the bad koiches that we have in the world. And there's arba main bad koiches that we have, as we know, the Chazal tell us, that we have Toyu V'voyu V'choyshech B'Nisehoim. That's also the source for the four different malchirs, four koiches of bad that exist in the world. The Gemara there in Bava Kama, Beis Hashem will learn, speaks about a list of other nezikin. And all these nezikin are reflections of different koiches of bad that come to the world. So Sukter Mami Pano, Hezek She'einu Nikar is a koyach ra which is not revealed in this world. That's why it's Einu Nikar, something that you can't see in the world. It's something which is a koyach ra which belongs to a higher world, to something which is tuma, something which is beyond us. You don't see it in the world, but it's a koyach ra that's in a higher place. Because it's not something that we see in the world, that's why hezek she'einu nikar midoraisa is not a nezek. And what the Rama Mipano is referring to is what we mentioned many times in this shiur, in the name of the Maharal. The Maharal tells us that the Torah, Torah Shebichtav, only speaks about what's revealed here in this world. Whatever we can't see in the world, whatever is concealed, is concealed in the Torah as well. And the simple pshat in it is that histakel b'raiso b'ra'alma, the world is a reflection of the Torah. So whatever appears in the world appears in the Torah. Whatever is concealed in the world is concealed in the Torah as well. The nizokim that are revealed in the world are spoken about in the d'raiso in the Torah. The nizokim which are einu nikar, they're not spoken about in the Torah. There's things that are concealed in the Torah. They are coming from the Rabbanon, the Torah Shebaal Peh, because also in this world, you don't see them. They don't appear in this world. They belong to Olam HaSeil Yoinim. So this is what the Chasam Soevi is referring to. Chasam Soevi is bothered by, how can the Torah allow this, that a person could come and do whatever he wants, cause nizikin to his friend? Says the Chasam Soevi, the Torah did not allow it, because they gave the koyach to Rabbanon to stop anyone from doing that. Hi, so why is it not written in the Torah? Now we get to the Rama Mipano. It's not written in the Torah because there's a certain type of nizikin that appear in the Torah, certain types of koyach satumo that refer to mefarish in the Torah. That's not part of it. But it's still, in terms of kiyum, in terms of allowing society to exist, that we have koyach of Rabbanon to come and stop anyone who does nezek, even nezek she'einu nikar. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.